relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka, and I'm very proud to introduce our guest host for today, Jennifer Horn.
Thank you, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. What a pleasure it is to be in with all of you today. You found America First. I'm Jennifer Horn in for Dr. G. You may recognize my voice. I'm here on Wednesdays usually. I do a little California Crazy Report with Dr. G in the third hour of the program on Wednesdays. And I also host The Morning Answer in Los Angeles on AM 870 and AM 590. The Answer with another friend of this program, Grant Stinchfield. In fact, don't let it get around. But Dr. G was the one who actually introduced the two of us. And now we're hosting the mornings together in L.A. I want to remind you that you can check out SebGorka.com. We're broadcasting today from the ReliefFactor.com studios. And you can watch a broadcast of this program and see some of the archives. Get full access to the America First experience by going to SebGorka.com. Really excited to welcome in our next guest. We have been talking in the program about Facebook and their big warning to me that I've been exposed to extremism. Many of you have probably received that warning. Social media is trying to tamp down free speech. That is not a news story. Joining us right now is the principal of SHW Partners, former senior advisor to President Donald Trump, and the creator of a brand new social media app. Jason Miller is here. Jason, thanks for joining us today on America First.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. Excited to be with you and talk about Getter, this brand new social media app that conservatives will, if they're not already in love with it, they'll soon be in love with it. And we launch formally Sunday, Independence Day, 4th of July at 10 a.m.
So, you know, it's really funny. In the first hour of the program, Jason, I said, you know, I was going through prep this morning looking for the, you know, always checking stuff out for my morning show in L.A. And then, of course, I knew I was going to be here. And I went to Facebook. And they told me that I, like, needed therapy or something. I'd been in touch with extremist behavior, probably because I'm a supporter still of former President Trump. I love the America First platform. And I think conservatives are just fed up. We're tired of having our stories tagged, right? We're tired of being taken off of Facebook and Twitter. We're tired of being told that we need to seek help and get support. What was the catalyst for you, Jason Miller, to create Getter, which is, again, launching on Sunday?
Well, the main catalyst really was, it was even before President Trump was kicked off of social media. It was going back to last fall when the mainstream media and big tech not only silenced but absolutely squashed the Hunter Biden story.
Yes.
That was really when I made the decision, you know what, this is – I mean, keep in mind that post-election polling has shown that upwards of one out of every six Biden voters would not have supported him if they knew about the Hunter Biden and the Biden family corruption stories. And the fact that the media, in fact, they bragged about it. It's what President Trump always brings up, the front page Time magazine story that Molly Ball wrote about the open conspiracy to make sure that they stop President Trump from getting reelected. And the way that I saw that play out in the election said, you know what? We need a way to break these social media monopolies. We need a marketplace of ideas where we can have free speech. And then, of course, President Trump gets deplatformed. And like, hey, we got to come up with something. There's a key point here. And this is, I think, so often as conservatives, we're told, you know, or someone will come up with an idea. We're going to have our own platform or someplace where there's not going to be deplatforming or cancel culture. But the technology isn't as good as what the libs have. It's not as good as what they have in Silicon Valley. What
right.
we set out to do is we're going to have something that's not not just as good, but better. And so think 777 character posts. The picture clarity is 25-30% sharper than most other social media platforms. 3-minute videos as opposed to 2-minute and 20-second videos. And this might be a good idea for you, for essentially our super users or people who are content creators, radio hosts, TV hosts, we're going to do up to 10-minute videos. That way they can play an entire segment as opposed to the shorter thing. So all these different and the one thing, kind of the creme de la creme of the special features, you can import all of your tweets over to Getter upon signing up for an account. So it's one time. At that point, it won't bring them over going forward. But that way, your intellectual property, your creativity, your hard work will come with you to this new platform.
Jason, that's insane. That is really good, because what you may not realize is that Twitter can freeze your whole account and take away all of your content. It can happen to any of us based on the user platform, the terms and of service that we agree to with Twitter. So the fact that you're allowing people to import that over to the Getter platform, that is really, really huge. Now, of course, we have to ask you, because we've heard from you in the past. We've heard from President Trump, who said that we're looking for a platform like this that would encourage free speech. Is President Trump going to be a part of this platform, Jason?
Not initially, but I hope that we're going to have him on board. We have real Donald Trump in a very safe place. It's in a
so I can't get that one, huh?
No, you can't get that one. It's
darn
literally
it.
It's in my vault at this moment. I've had a couple conversations with President Trump. I know he has a lot of offers and people that want to team up with him. Here's what our thought is: we're going to go out there. We formally launch this on Sunday, which, by the way, are kind of hard with word getting out yesterday. We already rocketed to number 4 on the social app list on Apple Store, and number 23 in overall apps across the U.S. I think we had somewhere in the neighborhood of we're over 500,000 signups for the platform. And we haven't even launched. We launch coming up on Sunday. I hope that we get President Trump. If he joins, he'll know that he has, by the time that he joins, millions of like-minded individuals and supporters who will be on board. But I'll let the president go and speak for himself on this one, but we hope to get him.
You know, and I think the way, I mean, if I were looking at this strategically and my two cents on this, I have a lot of people who come to me, whether I'm out at events or on the air, and they say, oh, we're so frustrated with the way traditional social media treats conservatives. I wouldn't leave those platforms, because you want to make sure you're spreading the word to everybody. But go to a platform like Getter, exchange your news, exchange thoughts and comments with like-minded individuals, right? You can be in, this isn't just for conservatives, but it's for people who are patriots who actually want free speech instead of being tamped down or oppressed on some of these social media platforms. Do it all so that you can be on Getter, but you can still kind of spread the word on some of the other platforms. Isn't that something you'd recommend, Jason?
Yeah. And in fact, you know, look, I have a whole host of different social media platforms that I'm on, but there's difference between being on a platform and wanting to use it. We want to create that community. That's even where the name Getter, we're thinking of different synonyms for get together and talking about community. It somehow get together became Getter. And like, no, it's catchy. People ask, like, what exactly is that? You know, is it a verb? Is it an adverb? You know, what exactly is a Getter? And so we're like, you know what? Hey, if they're talking about the name, then must be good. So let's go with it. Now, I will tell you that we want people from all political affiliations to join this platform. I think when we talk about the free speech movement, the independent platform to go and talk about these things, obviously there'll be restrictions. We don't want people going and suggesting any illegal activity or threatening harm to someone. So, for example, Kathy Griffin might not want to join our platform because she likes to post pictures of a headless President Trump. So
she's charming, isn't she?
Headings.
Yeah,
charming like a ton of bricks, but
like a snake.
That's probably a nicer way of saying it. And so, for example, we're anti-beheading on the Getter platform. So
excellent. Me too. We have that in common.
Good. And then also, look, we know what kind of language that Hunter Biden likes to use with regard to people of different racial backgrounds. And we do not support that. So maybe Hunter Biden doesn't want to come to the platform. But when we're talking about your political beliefs, when we're talking about how your political thought, Let's get on. Let's have the conversation. Well, nobody gets censored or deplatformed for your political
beliefs. Spreading the news. I mean, spreading real news. The fact that 47% of Americans that voted for Joe Biden didn't even know about the Hunter Biden story, that is ridiculous. It's a failure of the mainstream media. I had a conversation with a friend of mine who happens to be a liberal, and I was saying, well, you know, maybe President Trump didn't want to invite Obama to the White House for a portrait unveiling because he was spied on by the Obama administration. And I was told by my friend, who's very smart, that that had been debunked. I went, wait a second. Those are those jaw-dropping moments where you realize people have no idea where truth is anymore. And a platform like this actually allows access to stories that the news media will not tell you.
Exactly. In fact, you know what? Ignoring a story or suppressing it, in my opinion, can be just as bad, if not worse, than pushing a false story.
Yeah, absolutely. Jason Miller, how do people get this? This weekend, this is something that you can do if you're home, if you're traveling. Do this weekend. Go to the App Store and download the Getter app. What do you need to do? How should people get ready to download this, and what can they expect when they do?
Just go on Sunday, download the app, and you can do it on the Apple Store. You can do it on the Google Play Store. Download it. It's free to sign up. We'll have a quick sign-up feature that's on board, so you can go and do it right away and get on and start talking with your friends, start talking to other conservatives and like-minded people who are on the platform.
I love it. And is it a little bit closer to Twitter than Instagram or Facebook? What is it like? Or is it a combination of all the platforms?
A little bit of all of the above. Twitter is probably the closest marketplace competitor, but some of the features coming on later are going to be more similar to what you see in some other places.
Very cool. Jason Miller, thank you so much. A former senior advisor to President Trump, current creator of Getter. Get the app, G-E-T-T-R. You can get it in the App Store this Sunday, and follow Jason right now at Jason Miller in D.C. Jason, thanks so much, and happy 4th of July to you. More up ahead, Jennifer Horn in for Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Relief Factor. Have you tried every other form of pain relief only to fail and not find your answer? Well, try this incredible product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. It should be you. Find out today the only way you can by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call them at 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Carr Firearms, they are fighting for America. They're even willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our brand new Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Carr Firearms. And it is Second Amendment Friday, by the way. That's fun. Love that. I am a proud supporter of the Second Amendment. I'm happy to say I have home protection. And I'm Jennifer Horn, by the way, in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, and such a pleasure to be hanging out with you on a Friday that is not quite a holiday, but it sure feels like it. We are on the brink. July 4th is Sunday, Independence Day. Happy 4th of July to all of you from all of us here at America First. Wanted to talk a bit about former President Trump. We just heard from his former advisor, Jason Miller, who's got a brand new social media platform coming out, Getter. That'll happen on Sunday, G-E-T-T-R. But President Trump went to the border this week. He looked very presidential still, especially in contrast with our current president, Joe Biden, who has been struggling a bit or continues to struggle sometimes in front of the cameras, in front of the podiums. And I'm sorry, Mr. President.
Come on, man.
I know. Sometimes I just have to point it out. But when former President Trump sat down with Sean Hannity and Governor Greg Abbott, they did a town hall. And one of the questions, of course, maybe the most anticipated question, is about President Trump's political future. Is he going to run again in 2024? Now, the audience at the town hall reacted really strongly when Sean Hannity asked if they would like the president to run. Clearly, they do. Clearly, many Republicans would like to see President Trump get back into the ring again. This is what the president said about whether or not he had made up his mind about 2024.
You're not going to answer, but I have to ask. Where are you in the process of, or have, let me ask you this, without giving the answer what the answer is, have you made up your mind?
Yes.
I think you got it right. Yeah.
The president said that he made up his mind about whether or not he will run in 2024. He also said earlier in the week on another radio program that he would make the announcement as to whether or not he'll run in 2024 for the presidency after the midterm elections, which is appropriate. You don't want to steal the energy from the room when Republicans have a real chance of winning back the House of Representatives and maybe even winning back the Senate. I mean, clearly the Biden administration, progressives, they are writing the script for Republicans who are willing to just look and show the American people what Democrats have done over the past couple of months of the Biden administration. Want to ask you this question. Do you want to see President Trump run again in 2024? Do you want his mind to be made up in the affirmative? And no judgment here. Look, I am a fan of President Trump. Obviously, so is Seb Gorka. That's the boss, as he calls him. But do you? Republican voters, if you're a Republican voter, if you're an independent, even if you're a Democrat, do you want to see President Trump run again in 2024 and why? 833-33-GORKA. That's the number to call. 833-33-GORKA. We're going to do a little pop poll here, a little quick poll on the America First program. 833-33-GORKA. Do you want President Trump, who said he's made up his mind about what to do in 2024 already, do you want to see him run? Now, a story out today, brand new from Pew Research, says that former President Trump boosted his support among Hispanic Americans in the 2020 election. Now, the gains were not enough, they say, to make up for losses with blue-collar white American men. But Pew Research says that Trump kind of expanded the tent a bit for Republicans when it comes to Hispanics. As someone who lives in California, that's where my program is based. I've lived in California, in Los Angeles, my whole life. And I've noticed this switch with Hispanic voters. They are getting more conservative, and I believe due in part to President Trump providing more economic opportunity, record low unemployment numbers, uplifting people out of poverty. This was the power of the Trump presidency, and he was able, in his plain-spoken way, to bring along minority groups that typically don't vote Republican. And certainly that the left and that the news media wouldn't want you to think could be potential Trump voters. He brought them along. And Pew Research backing this up. Trump, with a pro-police message and attacks on globalism, according to this report, made gains among Hispanic voters, specifically those without a college degree, according to this analysis. Trump won just 3 in 10 college-educated Hispanics, but he won 41% of non-college educated Hispanics compared to President Joe Biden's 55%. So making gains there. And the question for you at 833-33-GORKA is, do you want to see President Trump run again in 2024? He says his mind is made up. Let's go to Sandy in my home state of California on line 2. Hi, Sandy. You're on America First. Jennifer Horn in for Seb Gorka.
Well, I am 100% legal Mexican-American, and I voted for Donald Trump. I've been dark brown since birth. I voted for Trump. I will vote for him again, and it really blows everybody's mind.
Isn't
when
that
I
funny?
Wear my Trump shirt.
You know, I don't know if this is a California thing, Sandy, but I talked about this. I get asked to speak in groups for a lot of women's groups, especially. I always love going on talking to Republican Women's Federated groups and all of that. And people look at you when you say you're a woman and you're voting for Trump, or probably you as a Hispanic woman saying that you voted for Trump. They look at you like, oh, my gosh, you poor thing. Can we pat you on the head? Did your husband tell you to vote that way? I mean, it's insulting. They cannot understand conservative women.
Well, and I get a lot of other Hispanic women and women of color coming up to me when I'm wearing my shirts and whispering in my ear saying, I love your shirt. And I don't try to embarrass him or anything. I just say thank you. I said, you know, we need to stick together on this one. You know,
absolutely.
Because people think you can't think for yourself. I'll be in a group of white friends drinking wine, and they're talking like as if I'm not dark brown. I'm like, what is it? I'm sorry, did I not come from the ghetto? I mean, what is it that you think I'm not, that
right.
you disrespect me like this? What
have
heck?
You always voted Republican, Sandy? Have you always been a Republican?
You know what? I have always been a Republican. I've mm-hmm. been working since I was 14 years old. And
isn't that funny? I think that's the difference. When you start working, I started working at 12 for my dad. And I think when you start to work, and that's what this poll from Pew indicates, that people who are non-college educated, which tells you they've been working for a long time, they really saw the value in President Trump. Sandy, thanks so much for the phone call. Let's go to Wendy, and she's on line 4. Hi, Wendy. Where are you calling from? And welcome to America First.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm calling from Gilroy, California.
Okay, hi.
And I've been a Republican most of my life, and mm-hmm. I do not want to see President Trump run again.
Who would you like to see instead? Are you looking for a Republican candidate?
I definitely am. I've seen some young up-and-coming men, probably somebody much younger. I just think Trump is too divisive. He speaks without thinking. I don't like the fact that he seems to me almost unintelligent when he speaks.
So who's your candidate, Wendy? If you could vote for someone today, if the election were held today, who's the guy or the girl?
Oh, man, I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but he is governor of
Florida.
One of the.
No, Ron DeSantis?
No, I think.
No.
It's a much younger guy. He spoke at the hearings for.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm sorry that we were up against a break, Wendy. But, you know, it's interesting. I think it really be interested to know who is the alternative, because President Trump, while he's plain spoken, he can bring the fight. And not a lot of Republicans, I think, are prepared to do that. So appreciate your comment, Wendy. I disagree, but we'll take all of them. 833-33-GORKA. Should President Trump run again 2024? He says his mind is made up. Jennifer Horn in for Seb Gorka. This is America First.
I'm Sebastian Gorka on America First. Let's get back to the show with Jennifer Horn.
Thank you, Dr. G. Today, it's Second Amendment Friday. And I want you to know that our friends at Carr Firearms, they are fighting for America. Truly, they are patriots, America First patriots. They are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Carr Firearms. Thank you for joining us. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He's on vacation today. He'll be back next week. But we're broadcasting today from my home studios in Los Angeles at AM 870. The Answer Salem Radio and the relieffactor.com's their studios. They are mobile today. Easy for me to say. We're talking about President Trump this week after his trip to the border, sat down in a town hall with Hannity, with Governor Greg Abbott. Hannity says, have you made up your mind, Mr. President? Are you going to run again in 2024? President Trump says yes, but he doesn't indicate if he is going to run or not. So my question to all of you, 833-33-GORKA, we'll run through these phone calls. We're doing a little poll here, popular opinion. Do you want to see President Trump run again? We'll start right at the top. Rick in Cleveland, line 1. You're on America First. Jennifer Horn in for Seb Gorka. Hi.
Hi, Jennifer. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks, Rick. Hey, what do you think?
Well, I voted for him twice. And I listened to Gorka, and I love listening to you. I would not want to see him. I just think he was the man for the hour.
Yeah.
He woke up America. I think the theme for the next presidential debate ought to be Wake Up America.
Yeah.
But I think I followed his career. I used to be in the hotel business.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the days when he competed with Leona Helmsley. He doesn't know how to govern her in a sense of, he doesn't have that balance about it. He doesn't know how to turn it off. He's always on.
Isn't that great?
See, you don't like
that about him, and that's what I love about him.
No. I love that about him, but he never can get to the balance to get other people along. I think what got him elected is what got him not elected.
See, you know,
I think Santorum would be a good option.
Rick Santorum?
Did Ron,
I hear that right?
The governor of Florida.
Oh, Ron just
the governor of Florida.
Rick, you got me a little nervous there. I was like, Rick Santorum? Is that really your choice yet? Look, no. Ron DeSantis, I think, is a great governor. I think he's a young guy. He has history ahead of him. I think he could serve well as a vice president to President Trump. I respect it. I respect what you say about President Trump not bringing people along with him, but I really do disagree with you. He united the Republican Party so much so that it most points during his presidency, 95% of Republicans were behind him. That was his job. 833-33-GORKA. Ray in Livermore, you're on America First, line number two. Hi, Ray.
Hey, Jen. Welcome aboard. Thanks for filling in for the doc.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Are you kidding? It's always a pleasure to be here.
Okay. I got two answers, and then I have a request.
Okay.
So I say yes on Trump.
Yes on Trump.
I say yes on Elder.
Yes on Elder.
And then my request is, can you get Captain Kirk to endorse both of these guys?
Ray, do you know that I know William Shatner?
Yes, that's why I'm asking, my dear.
You're so cute. I don't know if he's interested in getting involved with politics, but I can always ask. How about that?
Oh, it would be great. If we got Captain Kirk on board, we're winning. We're going to win.
You know, it's very funny. My last dinner with William Shatner was very cute. And thank you for the call, Ray. He was very inquisitive about my politics because I'm very, you know, I'm out of the closet. I'm a conservative in California. There aren't all that many of us. And so he loved asking me about where I get my news and how I come to these decisions. It's very funny. All right, Judy I don't know where you are. Judy, where are you? Line number three is where you are. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Newport Beach, California.
Oh, one of my Southern California girls. What do you think, Judy? Are you going to vote for President Trump in 2024 if he runs?
You better believe it. You should be in office right now.
I'm with you on that. All right, we're going to slide in Leslie in Texas, line four. You're on America First. Jennifer Horn in for Seb Gorka. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Jennifer. Hey,
what
yes,
do you
I
think?
Would definitely support President Trump if he does run again. I really would kind of like to see some fresh folks in there. I really like Ron DeSantis. But I think he comes with a lot less baggage. I think the Democrats are going to come at Trump, and they're going to stir up so much garbage again that the truth is going to be difficult to get out. But then again, whoever Trump runs with, I really hope he picks a good, strong candidate because they're still one heartbeat away from being the president.
Yeah, good candidate. I think it is important to be vice president. I've always liked the idea of Trump and DeSantis running together. I don't know if that'll happen, but certainly I think they would make a good team. That's for sure. President Trump, is he going to run in 2024? That is the big question. He says he's made up his mind. We'll take some more of your phone calls as the hour continues. 833-33-GORKA. That's the number to join us. Second Amendment Friday. Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Complacency is a weakness that patriots cannot afford. For this reason, Carr Firearms is teaming up with America First in 2021. Carr believes Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly stand up for our freedoms. This is about more than being gun enthusiasts. This has become a very personal issue, struggling for the soul of America. Carr wants America First listeners to know that they are not afraid to publicly support Second Amendment Friday. Check out their superb line of U.S.-made weapons. I carry a 9mm Carr. Go to Carr.com. That's K-A-H-R.com. K-A-H-R.com. And also the other products in their family. Semi-automatic Thompsons, the Desert Eagle. Check them out. You won't regret it. And I am so excited. It's been far too long. He is with us right now. The founder, the president of Carr Firearms, Justin Moon. Welcome back to America First.
Oh, thanks for having me back on, Sebastian. Great being on with you.
So we're probably going to have a big announcement to make regarding our partnership with Carr Firearms next week. I've been waiting breathlessly to make that announcement. We will keep it under wraps until I can show you the pictures on our video feed. But first, I want to do something a little bit different today because of the political environment, because of the threats of the Second Amendment. I'm going to play a clip from a lady, a Chinese immigrant called Ji Van Fleet, who talked about the threat of something that you and your family intimately understand, and that is the loss of our liberties. Cut six, play cut.
And the vocabulary is even the same. Wokeness. And to be specific, we use class wokeness. In Chinese, it is 阶级觉悟. Your level of wokeness determine your chance to get a promotion or to get benefit. And who decide your level of wokeness? It is the party leaders.
That brave woman spoke out at the education board meeting, the school board meeting in Loudoun County as a parent. Mr. Moon, you're not just in the firearms trade because you want to have a successful business. You understand the broader meaning of our constitutional rights and the threats to them, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. My father was in the North Korean communist concentration camp. He was liberated by General MacArthur during the Korean War. So, yeah, what we're seeing in America today is very, very frightening. It's full-blown communism. And they're coming after all of our liberties, our guns, our right to speech, our right to property. We are in serious danger as a country right now today. Sebastian, I'm worried.
And this time, we hear these threats and we're concerned about our Second Amendment civil rights with regularity. I've lived in America for 13 years now, and this is something we hear again and again and again. But do you concur with me, Mr. Moon, that now it is qualitatively different and even more serious than ever before?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look at who the president nominated for the director of the ATF. That crazy lunatic, Chipman, was a guy at Waco taking his picture over the dead body of Americans. I mean, the Waco was the greatest law enforcement disaster in the history of our country. They killed 76 people for what amounted to one person committing a firearms charge, which is at most, a few years in prison. That doesn't give a right for the government to murder 76 people unrelated to the person who committed the crime.
What's the good news? You are the founder, the president. You revolutionized the carry handgun industry with your tiny 9mm, small as a PPK, lighter and more powerful. Talk about what you've witnessed in the last year. Can you keep up with demand with all these new people who believe finally in the Second Amendment?
Yeah, that's like the silver lining on this dark cloud which we're facing is that Americans are getting in all throughout America. They're just buying guns like crazy. The buying and the demand for firearms and ammunition is still intense. And we basically sold out our production for the year. So I'm grateful for the Americans, all the Americans out there who realize our freedom's under attack. But the state of our country truly troubles me greatly. I'm really worried about this great nation.
And what is your message to those people who may be waking up? They've heard people like Ji Van Fleet at the Loudoun County School Board, or maybe that amazing teacher we had on the show yesterday who's speaking up saying that this is Marxist indoctrination. What is your message to those who are starting to see the light, starting to understand why the Second Amendment is a civil right and not just an American peculiarity? What is your message to those who, I don't know, might be thinking of buying a gun?
Well, all of the gun rights groups in the industry and in the Second Amendment community are really fighting hard to preserve the right to bear arms. And, groups like the Second Amendment Foundation and Gun Owners of America, they recently actually one at the lower federal court level, from Judge Benitez, who ruled that the AR-15 was, you know, constitutionally protected, so yes, that all Californians have a right to bear that weapon. And so that victory at that level, of course, it will be appealed. But, you know, that's something which is likely to go to the Supreme Court. And so, you know, we've got gun rights groups out there really fighting for our rights. So all you new gun owners out there, you got to support the Second Amendment Foundation. You got to support Gun Owners of America, because these guys are really fighting hard to protect our rights.
Buy a gun, get training, and join one of these organizations. But the first thing you need to do is check out CAR.com. I'm so excited. Your team has told me about the 10mm that might be shipping my way soon and other incredible products. Check out their full line at KAHR.com. They don't just make superb firearms. They understand the U.S. Constitution and the threat to all our civil liberties. That's KAHR.com. And the founder, Justin Moon. Thank you, sir. This is America First, the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Thank you for joining us. It is America First. I'm Jennifer Horn in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Don't forget, you can check out the website, sebgorka.com. You can check out videos of this show. We are live streaming right now and get all kinds of cool content and information. Sebgorka.com is the place. You can follow Seb on Twitter as well, at Seb Gorka on all the platforms. You can follow me as well, at Jennifer Horn on Twitter, Jennifer Horn Radio on Instagram and Facebook. And it seems, guys, that things might be getting a little tough for the Vice President, Kamala Harris. Even CNN has as their top story right now, White House goes into damage control mode after reports of dysfunction in Kamala Harris's office. This is a result of a story that was released in Politico this week about anonymous sources. Apparently, they can implicate Democrats as well. President Trump dealt with a lot of anonymous sources during his presidency. But anonymous sources say that Kamala Harris's office is a disaster. They used even more colorful language than that, and that conditions and the work environment not so conducive to getting things done. And Kamala Harris has always been kind of an unlikable sort. Remember, it was the Democrat Party, it was the DNC that was really pushing to get Kamala Harris to kind of catch fire during the primaries. She did not. They found out that Joe Biden could be used as this useful vessel, so he became the candidate. And the DNC assisted Joe Biden in picking Kamala Harris as his vice president, hoping that somehow she'd become more popular. But ignoring problems at the border and laughing incessantly at things that are not funny have not helped the vice president's credibility. And now this story is coming out. And so the report today is the White House is trying to clean up the mess of Kamala Harris. They'd like to see her run in 2024, I would imagine. Maybe even sooner if Biden can't cut it. We were asking about 2024 and President Trump. We'll jump in and take as many of your phone calls as we can. Let's start with Michael in Columbus, Ohio on line one. Hi, Michael.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Michael from Columbus, Ohio.
Well, Michael, I want to ask you this question. President Trump says that he has decided whether or not he'll run for office. Would you like him to?
He better.
All right.
That's the thing I could say. He better.
All right, let's try Joanna. Thank you for the call, Michael. Joanna in California, line two. Would you like to see President Trump run in 2024?
He said he would, and he's the man who does what he said he will. And I think that Rick DeSantis might be great, but like you, I think he might be a good vice presidential candidate with him. But people think that somehow another person can do what Donald Trump can do, that they can get elected and get things done. But
it's a tough job. One more quick phone call, Johanna. Thank you for the call. Laurel, line four. Real quick, Laurel, did you want to see President Trump run again?
Hi, yes, absolutely. you know, here in Colorado, I'm a congressional candidate to run against Ed Perlmutter for U.S. Congress, and I've been on the ground for since 16 for him, and absolutely, without a doubt, he's the man for the job. He's the only one that can finish what he started.
Our America First poll. Thank you, Laurel, and good luck in your race. Seems like the yeses have it. They want to see President Trump run again in 2024. More up ahead. Jennifer Horn in for Seb Gorka on America First.